Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
His love endures forever.
Give thanks to the God of the cross.
His love endures forever.
Give thanks to the Lord of lords.
His love endures forever.
To him who alone does great wonders.
His love endures forever.
Who by his understanding made the heavens.
His love endures forever.
Who spread out the earth upon the waters.
His love endures forever.
Who made great lights.
His love endures forever.
The sun to govern the day.
His love endures forever.
The moon and the stars to govern the night.
His love endures forever.
To him who struck down the firstborn of Egypt.
His love endures forever.
And brought Israel out from among them.
His love endures forever.
With a mighty hand and outstretched arm.
His love endures forever.
To him who guided the Red Sea asunder.
His love endures forever.
And brought Israel through the midst of it.
His love endures forever.
But swept Pharaoh and his army into the Red Sea.
His love endures forever.
To him who led his people through the desert.
His love endures forever.
Who struck down great kings.
His love endures forever.
And killed mighty kings.
His love endures forever.
Sion, king of the Amorites.
His love endures forever.
And Og, king of Bashan.
His love endures forever.
And made their land as an inheritance.
His love endures forever.
An inheritance to his servant Israel.
His love endures forever.
To the one who remembered us in our lowest state.
His love endures forever.
And freed us from our enemies.
His love endures forever.
And who gives food to every creature.
His love endures forever.
Give thanks to the God of heaven.
His love endures forever. Amen. And do open up your Bibles again at Psalm 136. What was it, page 440? And before we look at it together, let's pray and let's ask for the Lord's help. Lord God, we thank you that your love is the best love that the world could ever know. And we pray now as we look at this psalm together that by your Spirit you would open our eyes to see more of what your love is like. We pray that like the psalmist that we would end up giving you great thanks. Amen. Now, I have here on the stage a set of measuring devices. They are actually measuring devices that measure how long things last. And the very first thing I want to measure, is summer holidays. How long do summer holidays last? This is a special machine designed to measure the length of summer holidays. And we all love summer holidays. We look forward to them. But how long does a summer holiday last? I mean, there's all that delicious anticipation and the planning and the preparation. You just can't wait to dive into the sea or dive into a book. But how long does it last? I mean, in many ways, the journey in the car seems to last a lifetime, but the holiday itself, it's all over quite quickly, isn't it? But let's just see how long the measuring machine gives for summer holidays. I need a volunteer to help me with this. Jack, can you come and help me then? Let's see if this machine works. You need to hold up the sign, and you need to keep going that away. And when the string runs out, you stop. Whoa. You stop. Okay, that's how long holidays last. Okay, you stay there, Jack, holding up the holiday sign. What next? I've got this machine to measure the length of a party. We all like a good party. Nothing Nothing's so good as a party to look forward to, and you get your hair done and you buy yourself a new top or something like that, and you're all excited and they've made those little nibbles and you just can't wait and there's going to be dancing. How long does a party last? Okay, I need someone else to help me. Tom, why don't you come and help me? We're going to measure the length that a party lasts with our special measuring device. Not everyone has these measuring devices. Okay, you keep going till the string stops. That's good. That was good where you were. That's where the measuring device, measured you to. Okay, party. What about if you're the sort of person who, what have I got next? If you're into sport, sort of person, you're into sport. As a small boy, I lived for sport. Sport was everything to me. And sport is everything, and then an injury comes along, and you think, I can't play sport like I used to play. Or what happens is actually you get to the top and then you get a little bit older and your knees go and your back aches and you can't play sport in the way that you thought you could. So how long does sport really last in someone's life? Who's going to help measure this? It's probably 10, 15 years you could be at the top. Is that Ben there? Do you want to come and measure this? See if you can help me out. Yeah, this is a good one. This is a clicking one. This is a particularly sensitive device. So you head off that way and stop when the string stops. Just eking out the years. Eking out the years. You can hear the creaky limbs in this, can't you? And that's quite a long career. That's a long career. I'm very pleased with that. And stop. A lot of sport. That's how long sport lasts. What have we got next? We've got winning something. Winning something. When you win something, you work really, really hard for it, you've practiced hard, or you've studied hard, and you win a tennis match, or a tennis tournament, or you win a music prize, or you win a contract at work, and you're delighted because you've won something, and you think, yes, I've got it, I've hit the top. But isn't it strange how quickly the joy of winning wears off? I was reading Johnny Wilkinson. Do you remember Johnny Wilkinson? He hit the drop goal that won the Rugby World Cup for England all those years ago when we last won something. And he said, no sooner had he celebrated winning when the joy of winning started to wear off. He said, by the next day, he felt entirely flat. So let's see how long winning lasts. Who can help me with winning? Kathy, come and help me with winning. I don't know why that's funny. Winning lasts, about the same length as a party. Okay, that's pretty scientific, isn't it? Money. Money's another good one. We've got a wooden machine here, so this is particularly accurate. Money, we get £100. You get £100 as a birthday present, or you get a bonus from working. That's it. I am sorted. All my financial worries are covered. And isn't it strange, though, how quickly the money runs out and we're back to worrying all over again? So let's see how long money lasts. Who can help me with this? Who's going to come and help me? Yes, Catherine, do you want to come and help? Catherine, Helen, come and help me. You can go next, Catherine. I know you're keen. Yes. Helen, off you go. Whoa, fly. This one's flying. I'm going to put a ratchet on that because it'll be more fun. No, I can't. Oh, money didn't last so long. What about should we keep going? A job. Look, there's a very weighty one here. Who would like to come and measure? Emily, do you want to come and measure this one? How long does a job last? A job... We work quite hard for jobs, don't we? We like to think the job could last all our lives until we retire. I mean, think how large a job looms over our lives, the time we give to it, the energy we give to it, how it dominates everything. How long does a job last? Let's see, if it could last all your life, I suppose we could get a letter very soon that says there are cutbacks and the job will be over. So let's see how long this job, this particular job, is going to last. Go on, go. Oh, that's good, ratchet. Looks like you just lost your job, and that job didn't last very long at all, actually. What about relationships? Relationships, well, I guess we all know that we've all known the pain of relationships sort of ended very suddenly and not lasted very long. But what about at their best, when you're married and your relationship lasts the whole of your life together? How long is that? Who could come and measure that for me? I need a couple more measurers. Who can come and measure that? Phil, why don't you come and measure this for me? I don't know why that's funny either. Is that funny, Phil? No, it's not funny. It's quite funny. Okay, are you ready, Phil? I need to go and measure relationships, and you stop when the string runs out. This is quite a good, healthy relationship by the look of it. That's very good. That's, well, we've got issues. Oh, dear. There's trouble with the technology. It's so high-tech, not everyone knows how to use it. Okay, there we go. Yep, carry on. That was just a stormy patch. Stop. Well, that's quite long, isn't it? That's good. Lovely to have a relationship that lasts that long. I've got one final thing to measure. Excited about this. This is a heavy-duty game reel. And this is God's love. Who's going to come and help me measure God? Tom, you want to come and help me measure God's love? How long does God's love last? Can anyone remember from the psalm? What was the clue? Does anyone remember? God's love endures forever. Okay, let's see how we get on. Okay, off you go. Now, you mustn't crash into all those people. They're just off you go. Okay, keep going. It's still lasting. It's still lasting. It's still going on. It's still going on. You're going to have to go. You're going to have to go out the door, Tom. Keep going out the door. Out the door, and it's just keep going, keep going. Stop there, okay? But the point is, he's gone out of the room, out of the door, and there's still loads and loads more left. God's love endures forever and ever. When everything else has stopped, God's love is still going. Thank you all very much. Do sit down. And we're going to think about that now for a little bit. Come and sit down. Leave all your signs where they are. Leave all the machines. Most things in our lives don't last very long, do they? But God's love lasts forever. Out of the door, and there's still plenty of string left. And you might think, well, that's a lovely idea. What a nice thought that God's love lasts forever. But how do I know it's not just wishful thinking? Look at the psalm. Look at Psalm 136. That word for love that's used all those times, do you remember, is the special word for God's promise-keeping love. It's where God promises he will never stop loving you. And how do we know he'll keep that promise? Well, the psalmist is not just telling us to cross our fingers and hope that God keeps loving us. He focuses on three things that show us God's love. First of all, he says, look at God's creation. Look at God's creation. There should be a little picture of a sun coming up there. You can just about see that. Look, verse 3. Let me just read verse 3. Give thanks to the Lord of Lords, his love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night. What's it what the psalmist is saying? Saying, look at the world around us and you see how much he loves us. Look at the care he took to make a world that is a wonderful place for us to live and enjoy. Just think about the sun, which he says he put there to govern the day. He made the sun govern the day. If he'd put the sun a little bit further away, it'd be too cold to live on this planet. If he put the sun a little bit closer, it'd be too hot to live on this planet. He's put the sun in just the right place to give us the light we need, the warmth we need, the life that we need on planet Earth. If your dad made you a train set or a tree house, every time you played with it or in it, you'd think, huh, dad made this for me. Shows that he loves me. Every day, you get up, pull back your curtain, you look at the new day, you look at the sun in the sky, and you say, my Father in heaven made that for me, made it for me to enjoy today. Shows that he loves me, shows that he cares. So look at creation. The second thing the psalmist looks at is God's rescue. This is verses 10 to 15. Let me just read them again. To him who struck down the firstborn of Egypt, his love endures forever, and brought Israel out from among them, his love endures forever. With a mighty hand and outstretched arm, his love endures forever. To him who divided the Red Sea asunder, his love endures forever, and brought Israel through the midst of it, his love endures forever, but swept Pharaoh and his army into the Red Sea, his love endures forever. You see what he's looking back at? He's looking back at the time when God's people were slaves in Egypt. And they were facing death. And the Lord didn't just leave them, he saved them. He stretched out his hand and he set them free. And the Bible says that what he did when he saved his people from Egypt points forward to the great rescue that he did through Jesus. When we were slaves facing death, the Lord saved us. He stretched out his arm on the cross to set us free. So if ever we think, does he really love me? Is he going to keep his promise to love me forever? The psalmist says, look at the cross. In his love, he gave up his own dear son to die for us, to set us free. That's how much he loves us. That's how committed he is to keeping this promise. So look at creation. Look at God's rescue. Look at the cross. Oh, you can't see that very clearly, can you? I'm sorry. Can you see that? No, you can't see that at all. Well, it is a picture of the cross. Let's see how the last one goes. Look at the way he keeps his people. Is that going to work? Yeah, you can just about see that pair of hands. Look at the way he keeps his people. Look at verses 16 to 22. To him who led his people through the desert, his love endures forever. Who struck down great kings, his love endures forever. And killed mighty kings, his love endures forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, his love endures forever. And Og, king of Bashan, his love endures forever. And gave their land as an inheritance, his love endures forever. An inheritance to his servant Israel, his love endures forever. See what he's saying? He's saying, do you remember how he led his people through the desert? And you remember in the desert he gave them food. And he gave them water. And he looked after them. And when other kings attacked them, he kept his people safe. And he gave them the land he had promised to give them. He got them to the promised land. And that is what God promises to each of us, his children. He's got us in his hands. And he says there's nothing and there is no one in all the world more powerful than he is. Which means he'll never let us go. There's nothing that can snatch us out of his hands. He will keep us safe and he will get us to the promised land through the journey of this life to the new creation. He will. His love endures forever. Let's just think of the difference that makes. Think of some of the sad things. The sad things in our lives, they seem to last a very long time, don't they? If you love sport and you're injured, and the doctor says, you know, you're off games for like 3 months, it feels like ages. Or if you're unhappy at school, the days seem so long. Or if you're ill for years and years, you think this is never going to end. Or perhaps you're very lonely, life just seems to crawl along. Or if you're unemployed and it feels like nobody wants you, the days and the time just drags. Or if you're in a marriage that's very, very hard, it just seems to stretch out for years and years. And it feels like your sadness is a very long piece of string. And it makes you feel like, well, the psalmist says, give thanks to the Lord. But it makes you feel like, I have nothing to give thanks for. Well, sadness may last weeks or months. Or even years. But it's nothing besides God's love, which lasts forever. Out of the room. And there was still lots and lots of string left. So you might think, I have nothing to thank God for. But you do. You have something that will last longer than any sadness. You have God's love. Think of some of the good things in your life. Good things slip by so quickly, and that can really throw us. You know, I have all these good things. I've won a prize. I'm going to a party. I'm going on holiday. I've got money. I've got a great job. But they're all so fragile. If those are the best things in your life, if those are the only things you are going yes about, then you need to watch out. Because those things don't last very long. The pieces of string barely make it to the other side of the room. And that's why the psalmist says the best thing, the thing I am giving thanks for, is God's love. Because you can't be fired from God's love. God's love doesn't fade by the next day. You can't lose God's love. It can't be broken. It can't be stolen. You can't be too old for it. You can't be too ill for it. It won't end in divorce. And even death can't snatch it away. He's got you safe in his hands. God's love endures forever. So if you've got God's love, then we've got reasons to join in with verse 26. So to close, let's read verse 26 together. Together we say, "Give thanks to the God of heaven. His love endures forever. Amen."